trust that God provides for us physically, we can surely trust that God provides for us spiritually, giving us the greatest gift of all, the gift of Jesus, the bread of life that comes down from heaven. For those that are worshiping online today, an order of our worship service is on our church website, also on our YouTube channel, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Media, variety of ways, and again, we pray God's blessings on our time together. For our order of service today, we will be praying Matins. That's on page 219 and following. Page 219 and following. Our opening hymn is number 434, Lamb of God, Pure and Holy. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we come before you this day and our hearts are heavy, confused, anxious, fearful. Things are out of hand and out of our control in our world. We are tempted to doubt your existence, your providence, your ability. Heavenly Father, bless us today with a sure and certain faith, a faith that clings to your word, a faith that clings to your promises, a faith that clings to your guarantee that you will give us everything we need to support this body and life. Heavenly Father, bless us with a faith that clings to Jesus, the bread of life that comes down from heaven to live, die, and rise again to take care of our greatest need, the forgiveness of sins. Heavenly Father, drive away our fears and anxieties and fill us with a godly peace and a godly contentment, knowing that you and you alone are in complete control. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen, for the life of the world. Amen. Hymn 434, Lamb of God, pure and holy. 19, please stand. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation.
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence. Thanksgiving, let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Come, let us worship Him.
Please be seated. Our office hymn number 642, O Living Bread from Heaven, 642.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday in Lent is from Isaiah chapter 49. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I have answered you, in a day of salvation I have helped you. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out. To those who are in darkness, appear. They shall feed along the ways. On all bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger nor thirst. Neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will make all my mountains a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Behold, these shall come from afar, and behold, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Cyrene. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 2. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a large crowd was following him, because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is a propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is put away.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sin of the people.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is a propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
In our gospel lesson for this morning, Jesus tests his disciples. It says it right there in the text. Now, a couple weeks ago, we heard that God tempts no one. But God does test faith. And the whole idea behind this is it gives us an opportunity to confess the truth, to confess the faith, to confess Jesus Christ crucified and risen to take away the sins of the world. In our times of testing, we are allowed the opportunity to confess this faith, no matter what the difficulty might be. And that's what happens in our gospel lesson for today. A large crowd of people has followed Jesus into the wilderness. And as mealtime comes around, Jesus tests his disciples by asking, "Where are we going to buy bread so that all of these people might eat? How will we provide a meal for them?" It's a testing question. But really, the answer should be obvious, at least to any disciple who has read their Bible and studied the Old Testament. It ought to be really clear to us who've heard the whole gospel lesson read by the vicar. Where are they going to get bread? The answer is from Jesus, from God. The one who provides all that we need to support this body and this life. I mean, think about it. They're out in the wilderness, the very place where God had provided bread to the children of Israel for 40 years as they traveled through the wilderness of sin. God made bread rain from the heavens. All they had to do was pick it up every morning. They're out in the wilderness where God had provided bread to Elijah in 2 different ways. First, by ravens bringing it to him that he might take it and eat. And then later, even more miraculously, as he stayed with a widow, a jar of flour and a jar of oil never were emptied, even though they made bread each and every day. God says in Isaiah 55 that he will provide bread to the eater. God even provided bread to the children of Israel down in Egypt. How? Years before, he sent Joseph down there, despised by his brothers, sold as a slave, allowed him to work his way up to the second-hand man in all of Egypt. And through that, during the years of plenty, the grain bins were filled so that in the years of famine, there might be bread. And God said to Moses in Exodus 23, "You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and will take your sickness away from among you." So you see, the answer should be pretty obvious, pretty clear, pretty easy to understand. Where are you going to get bread from? From God. God provides bread again and again in the Scriptures. God provides bread to each and every person. God sustains his people. God provides for them. God gives them what they need, even in the difficult times, even when the trials seem difficult. Jesus asked the disciples, "Where are we going to get the bread?" And their confession, their response, is a little weak. Philip says, "A year's salary couldn't buy enough bread to feed all these people. We don't have enough money." Andrew says, "Well, there's a little boy here who's got some bread and some fish, but that really won't work to feed all these people." In their eyes, it seems like a hopeless situation. Their words confess something about their faith. Number one, they haven't spent enough time in the Scriptures to believe where bread comes from, to understand how God provides for his people. Number two, they don't quite understand who Jesus is. They don't understand that he's God in the flesh. They don't believe that he's the very same God who provided the manna from heaven, who kept the widow's jar full, who sent Joseph down to Egypt and told him what to do. Their faith and their confession is a little weak. Jesus tests the disciples. And the truth is, even then, they don't understand who Jesus is. So Jesus takes the time to show them. Another one of his signs from the book of John, 7 signs, in fact, all of which tell us he's the God of the Old Testament in human flesh. God in Jesus will show the reality of who he is. Christ fulfills Psalm 23 here. He has everyone sit down on the green grass beside the still waters, just as a good shepherd should. Jesus takes the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples so that they could distribute it amongst the crowd. And as they reached in the basket and pulled out bread and handed it to each person, it kept on reproducing, if you will. There was more and more of it in the basket, enough to miraculously feed everyone present. God was bringing bread from heaven through the disciples to give to these people that they might eat. And the same with the fish. What's more, it's not just enough for everybody to get just a crumb or a tiny little crust. everyone eats and is satisfied. The cup of Jesus overflows, to use the words of Psalm 23 again. And when the disciples come back later to clean up the leftovers, there's more leftovers than there were to begin with. Jesus provides for his people. God again gives bread in the wilderness. The people of God eat and are satisfied. When the people see this, they begin to understand a little bit more clearly, though still not fully. Surely this is the prophet who has come into the world, a prophet just like Moses, a prophet who gives bread in the wilderness, manna from heaven, a prophet like Elijah who can keep on giving no matter what, a prophet who provides. But even that confession falls just a little short. Jesus is not merely a prophet. He's God. God in the flesh. God who provides the very best bread for us to eat. Well, that's our gospel lesson for this morning. The question is out there, though. What difference does this make for us here, now? Well, we too are in a time of testing, aren't we? Not with hunger out in the wilderness, but instead with disease and pestilence here in the city, in our state, in our country, expanding and increasing each and every day. We're confined into our homes. We have uncertainty. Jobs are being lost. How will you pay the bills? Retirement plans are being wrecked and destroyed. Will you be able to retire after your IRA decreased 30% last week? Will you be able to put food on your family's table since you haven't been going to work, since going to the grocery store might be just a little bit dangerous? If you get sick, who will care for you? Especially since we see doctors and nurses on TV wrapped in all sorts of protective equipment. How long will this self-isolation and quarantine last? Will life ever be normal again? Or is this the new normal? Is God providing? Does God care? Is God out there at all? It is a time of testing, isn't it? An opportunity for us to confess the truth. The truth isn't something that we hear a lot on the news right now, is it? We hear many weak confessions. In one sense, sort of like Andrew, sort of like Philip. We could give you those human answers. Everything will be fine. I could do some math and statistics work and say, your stock portfolio will bounce back better than ever. All your loved ones will be fine. They won't get sick. We could even start to negotiate ourselves. Well, I'm below the age of 40. I should be okay. It's the other folks who will die, not me. I could tell you things like, you'll get your job back. You'll go back to work. I could also tell you some of those panicky things that you also are hearing. The end is near. We're all doomed. Millions of dead lying in the street. Do we know if any of those things are true? Are any of those things good confessions? No, they're not. So what could I tell you? How about this? God is still faithful. God still cares for all of you. He will provide what is necessary to get you through this panic and crisis and disease and struggle and difficulty one way or the other. God loves you and in Jesus Christ has purchased and won you from sin, from death, from the power of the devil, from bad confessions, from worrying, all through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. He purchased you not with gold or silver or money or stock portfolios, but with his holy precious blood, innocent suffering and death, so that you may be his own, so that you may live under him in his kingdom. That's the truth, that you may live. Whether you live or die in this pandemic, whether you live or die in 30 years, you will always live under Jesus because you belong to him. Our God has overcome this world. The same God who provided bread for hungry Israelites, for Elijah, for 5,000 people in the wilderness, that same God provides for you as well. He is watching. He does care. Whether you are rich or poor, strong or weak, sick or healthy, you belong to Jesus. You've been baptized into his name. All your sin has been taken away from you. A washing and cleaning and sanitizing, not of the outside, but of your soul, from sin, from guilt, and from shame. Whether things are fine or whether they are not, Jesus is your God, and he will support and sustain this body and life until he takes it to support and sustain forever in his kingdom. And even should things turn for the worse, I know at this point it's hard to imagine, even if it's possible, you'd still be in his care. You shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Your cup shall runneth over. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You will eat and be satisfied at what the Lord gives. Because the greatest promise is that death cannot overcome you. You are promised resurrection, just as Jesus has risen from the dead. in your time of testing. That's the reality that sustains you. Jesus will provide. So confess, dear Christians, Jesus is not merely a prophet, he's not a bread king, he's not just a nice guy. He's the one, the God, who overcame this world, who conquered sin, death, and the grave. All things are under his feet, even viruses and suffering, and he will lead you out of them like any good shepherd would do. By giving up his life and raising from the dead, for you, for your forgiveness, for your life. In our gospel lesson for this morning, Jesus tested the disciples. In our life, here and now, he tests us as well. But he's given us the answer, himself. Make the good confession as a result, dear Christian. Fear not. Trust in Jesus. He provides. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time our service will continue with the Te Deum. We invite you to turn there in your bulletin. We'll sing the Te Deum together.
Man, you humbled yourself to be
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the bread of life, who truly provides. We will be gathering no offering this morning, and we pray that God would bless us and sustain us as a congregation as well. We encourage the members of Good Shepherd, if possible, to remember to support the congregation. You can mail your offering envelope in, go to our website, and there's several options, including a new PayPal button to help support the ministry here at Good Shepherd. For those who are worshiping with us on YouTube, Facebook, or on our radio station, we encourage you to support your congregations. We are happy to be able to provide this worship opportunity for you. Support your local congregation, and we pray that we get back to normal worship activities very soon. At this time, we continue our service with the prayers of the church. We begin with the Kyrie on page 227. We stand. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning. And though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In addition to the normal prayer requests that we have this day, we remember the family of Gerald Gerdes, who was called to his eternal home this past week, and funeral services for Gerald will be delayed until June. We pray. Almighty and eternal God, worthy to be held in reverence by all people everywhere, we give you humble and sincere thanks for the innumerable blessings that you have bestowed on us without any merit or worthiness on our part. We praise you especially for preserving for us your saving word and the holy sacraments. Grant and preserve to your holy church throughout the world purity of doctrine, and provide faithful pastors to preach your word with power. Protect those who preach and give special care. Give courage to fathers and to all who teach and pray in every household. Help all who hear the word rightly to understand and truly to believe it. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, in mercy, bring to repentance the enemies of your church and grant them amendment of life. Protect and defend your church in all tribulation and danger, and sustain with your Spirit our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who cannot gather together. Strengthen us and all fellow Christians to set our hope fully on the grace revealed in Christ and help us to fight the good fight of faith, that in the end we may receive the salvation of our souls. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, bestow your grace on all nations of the earth. Bless especially our country, its inhabitants, and all who are in authority. Give us wisdom, charity, and courage in chaotic times. Let your glory dwell in our land, that mercy and truth, righteousness and peace may abound in all places. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate Lord, graciously defend us from all calamity by pestilence, scarcity, famine, and every other evil. Spare us from disease and its fear. Protect and prosper all who labor in their rightful callings, especially those who remain in harm's way for the good of their neighbors. Be the God and Father of the poor, the unemployed, the homeless, the helper of the hungry and needy, the comforter of the distressed and those who sorrow. Look with mercy especially upon your servants, Lavon, Jared, Lauren, Jean, Betty, Robert, Jim, Tom, Jan, Barb, John, Brooke, Rita, Harlan, Mark, and the family of Gerald Gertis. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Accept, we implore you, O Lord, our bodies and souls, our hearts and minds, our talents and powers, together with the offerings we bring before you as our humble servants. Fill us, your children, with hearts moved toward generosity, and keep your ministry and your church always before us, so that we may have compassion to help all in need as we are able. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant your Holy Spirit, O Lord, to all those who long to come to the Lord's table, and yet, because of the disease, pestilence, and pandemic in our land, are not able to. Preserve them and create in them a hunger to receive the very body and blood of Jesus in and under bread and wine for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Sustain all of us until your supper resumes. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, as we are strangers and pilgrims on earth, help us by true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world to come, doing the work you have given us to do while it is day, before the night comes when no one can work. And when our last hour comes, support us by your power and receive us into your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn, 643, Sent Forth by God's Blessing, 643. Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. We pray God's blessings on all who are hearing this message on the radio, on the internet, Facebook, YouTube, whatever venue, and we encourage you to share this good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ as much as you can. At Good Shepherd here in Lincoln, our worship services are suspended for at least one more week. The elders of the church are examining the news and health of our congregation and our community, and we'll be reevaluating on a regular basis. In the meantime, we are providing devotions each and every day during this time when our corporate worship is suspended, and those are available in a variety of ways as well. Probably the easiest would be the new YouTube channel that we have, and you can do a search for that on YouTube. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Media. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Media. It is free. You don't have to pay for anything. And that is one source that we're providing. And again, feel free to share those devotions to any who may be in need. Pastor, any other announcements at this point in time?
Well, we also then, as Pastor Poppy mentioned, we have the opportunities to help support the church as well, to continue to help us meet the needs that arise financially as we go forward. Also, do feel free to send us an email or give a call to the church office if you need anything, if you appreciate the videos and things like that. Encouragement and prayers for your pastoral staff in that way is also greatly appreciated as we continue to deal with all the things going on.
If there are any human care needs, You need help with groceries or a ride to chemotherapy, picking up prescriptions. I know many places are delivering right now, and thanks be to God for that. But if there's anything that we can do tangibly, please call the church office. We'll do what we can. Also, if you would like one of the pastors to come by for a home visit, as long as we are allowed by law to do that, we are happy to do so. And we pray once again that these suspended services, not only here at Good Shepherd, but in many congregations throughout the state and throughout the country, we pray that this would be a short time of duration. We are still hoping and praying that we'll be able to have some form of corporate worship during Holy Week and especially on Easter Sunday. Keep that in your prayers, and we pray for all those who are anxious, worried, and consumed with the fear of the pandemic that is spreading in our land. Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ drives away all fear. 1 John 1, verse 7. May that be your peace, your comfort, your hope, and your confidence today and always. Thanks be to God.